This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mesa County healthcare facilities are adding precautions following recent measles cases. Elaine Taylor is director at the Good Samaritan, a free health clinic in Grand Junction that treats vulnerable community members. She says it's vital for them to avoid an outbreak among their patients.
We are screening, pre-screening everyone prior to them walking into the clinic to be sure that they haven't been exposed, that they've been vaccinated, that they don't have symptoms.
Mesa County Public Health identified two adult cases of measles and several exposure sites in the community. Denver Public Schools and its teachers union have reached a new three-year contract, ending months of difficult negotiations. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindy explains.
More than 80% of union members voted to approve the new agreement. Educators will get an average salary increase of nearly 8% this school year, plus a one-time bonus and a yearly cost of living increase. Educators didn't get the firm class size limit of 30 students they wanted, down from 35, but the district has committed to working towards a goal of 30 students or fewer in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms by next year. It must also document its efforts to reduce overcrowding. The DPS school board will vote on a new contract at an upcoming meeting. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
University of Colorado Buffs football team opens the 2025 season at home against Georgia Tech tonight. It's a matchup between the two schools that shared the 1990 national championship. Kickoff is in about an hour at Folsom Field, and it's raining in Boulder, so have your jackets handy. Right now it's 77 degrees. This is CPR News.